Bacterial blight is caused by Xanthomonas campestris pathobarbaceae. It affects all above ground parts of the plant, and there are over 20 known races of the pathogen that have been identified so far. It's also known as angular leaf spot, vein blight, black arm, and bowl rot. It starts out as angular spots on leaves that are first appear as water-soaked lesions, but then turn brown to black and often become surrounded with by yellow. Severe infections can cause defoliation, bowl rot, and discoloration of the lint. It's generally worse in warm, wet weather, and yield losses of in excess of 10% have been reported in the past. You see right here some of the symptoms. On the left, you can see an infected leaf showing the angular spots. And on the right, you can see the water-soaked lesions that are very characteristic of this pathogen. It's controlled by planting disease-free, acid-diluted seed to minimize the initial inoculum in the season, and planting resistant varieties. Resistance in the U.S. For the past 30 years has primarily been based on permitting the B2 and B3 resistance genes. And due to the heavy reliance on these two genes, as well as the large variability of in the pathogen, new sources of resistance would be desirable. The set of high-tannin lines that we're working with were developed by Niles, Schuster, and Smith in 1989, and they resulted from the crosses of various primitive race stocks with elevated levels of condensed tannin that were collected in Mexico, Belize, and India. You can see those race stocks listed there, and they were crossed to various breeding lines and cultivars, which are also listed. They were originally developed with the idea that the increased tannin would be a feeding deterrent to insects, but none of these lines carried any resistance to bollworm, which was the intended insect that they were going to provide resistance to, but there was no resistance there. These lines have shown promise as a source of disease resistance. We've been able to identify a relatively high degree of Pythium resistance as well as a moderate resistance to Rhizoctonia. These lines might possess resistance to bacterial blight, but this was never followed up on. So the focus of this research has been to examine if any resistance to bacterial blight does in fact exist in these lines, and to determine whether this resistance is due to tannin concentration. And our screening procedure, seedlings are grown for 1 week at 25 degrees Celsius or until the caudalines have fully expanded. Plants are inoculated by scratching the underside of the caudalines with a toothpick covered in one of two mixtures of two different races of blight. We used race mixtures because we were able to obtain similar results to using a mixture of two races as we were to using single races. So basically, it is susceptible to one race or the other, it'll be susceptible to the mixture. And since we are only really interested in identifying lines that were resistant to multiple races, we used the mixture instead to save time. Races 1 and 2 were combined, as were races 11 and 12. Each plant was inoculated with each of the two inoculant mixtures, one inoculation per cotyledon. Plants were grown in growth chambers under high humidity at 25 degrees Celsius with 12 hours of light for 1 week. Plants were misted twice daily with water and watered every other day. After a week, a disease reaction was observed. Five reps of 10 plants were performed for each of the high tannin lines, as well as for the resistant and susceptible controls. You see that I've listed up there, the resistant control was Tamcott Sphinx, and our susceptible was Pima S6. The resistant plants were able to heal, and the scratch would remain small, thin, and dark, and would scar over. Susceptible plants would show the characteristic dark green water-soaked lesion around the scratch. You can see a picture of that there on the left. The two leaves on the left are susceptible plants. The leaf on the right, it's a bit damaged, not the best picture, but you can see some good example of what the resistant reaction would look like. Analysis of variants was performed and to show that there was, in fact, a significant effect of entry, and so there was significant differences between the different lines. And right here you see the distribution of the different percent of the different percent resistances. You can see we range from 0% resistance for our stuff to control, all the way up to a few lines with 100% resistance. We were able to obtain two lines that were completely resistant, TAM-86E14 and TAM-87N4. We also found four lines that were highly resistant or had fewer than 10% of the plants being susceptible, TAM-86E8, TAM-87N3, TAM-86DD16, and TAM-86DD18. The means were separated using Fisher's least significant indifference. And as you can see, the top four performing lines were not significantly different than the resistant control TAMCOT Sphinx, which is 100% resistance. And since there is no overlap in the pedigree of these high TAN lines with any other known sources of resistance, it is very possible that these are a new source of resistance to bacterial blight. And in order to see whether or not this resistance is due to the TAN content in the plants, we measured the amount of TAN present in infected cotyledons. We used infected leaves because TAN often greatly increases in response to pathogen attack, even if there is TAN already present in the leaf. We used hydrochloric acid butanol assay to measure TAN content, basically because it's fairly easy, pretty quick, and pretty accurate. Basically, you take a 5 millimeter leaf disc from the cotyledon of the infected seedlings, which is then weighed, put into a vial containing 5 milliliters of extracting solution consisting of butanol with 5% hydrochloric acid by volume. Distribution samples were then incubated at 96 degrees Celsius in a water bath for an hour, and then kept it overnight at approximately 3 degrees Celsius. The next day, you measure the absorbance of the solution at 515 nanometers, and then you can determine the amount of tannin in the original leaf using the equation at the bottom of the screen there. You can see we plotted the average TAN content versus the average percent resistance, and there was really no relationship between the two, which is somewhat surprising, but not really unexpected, since we kind of knew it to start with that Pima S6 does have a fairly high level of TAN, and it was actually used as the high TAN control when these lines were originally developed. Other things that might be happening here, other than tannin, it's possible that there's some phenolic compound present that's just causing the resistance. High tannin is generally correlated with high total phenolics, or possibly it could be as of yet unidentified resistance gene. Future plans, we plan on checking for the markers to known resistance genes. The B2, B3, B6, and B12 genes, just to prove that these are not present in these lines, even though they really should not be produced from the pedigrees. And we also plan on examining the inheritance of this resistance. That's about it. Any questions? Well, it's half as many inoculations. If the plant is susceptible to the first mixture, race one and two, if it's susceptible to race two, then it'll be susceptible to the mixture of the two. And since we weren't really interested in identifying lines that were resistant to only one race, it was just much quicker to do two inoculations at the same time by mixing them.